Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hello, welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts on the Horrorphilia Podcast Network. Jose, how goes, eh?
It's going okay, Tom. How was your day?
Tiring.
Tiring, huh?
Yeah.
Sweating up in that little shop of yours?
Yeah. Even with two air conditioners going, it was still the Texas heat.
That's right. You know. I do know.
This is the first time I was able to drink a beer today, so let me take a little sip if you don't mind.
No, please. Go ahead. I mean, that's kind of rough, like waiting this late in the day to take a sip of beer.
yeah. So crisp.
I mowed the yard around noon and just started drinking since then.
You have to if you were mowing the yard.
Right.
And you got a big yard to mow, so I assume you were on an actual riding lawnmower.
No. It's a push mower. This was the one with the little blades that turn when you push it, you know?
Did you ever use that?
Yeah, I've used
it. How did it work?
It had three blades that were kind of like twisted. It would cut, but I guess like you would eventually have to take them off and sharpen them and shit.
Would it cut well?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would.
No, I don't know how people use that shit for so long.
Like you would think maybe like a giant razor for your face would have been a better idea than this spinny thing.
Or just get out there with garden shears and lay down and like fucking like start crawling and cutting. I don't know.
I'll be honest with you, Joe. I was a little disappointed you didn't make the noise of the shears cutting the grass. I knew what the noise was going to be, but we all just needed to hear it.
Because
we can see each other. But right. This is an audio medium, you see.
Dude, let's try to forget that since you have this camera thing going now. But this is the age of Zoom and meetings and shit like that, so.
Mm-hmm. The age of Zoom meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's in news? The Houston Horrific Festival of Films has been rescheduled to 2028.
Yep, and they're announcing guests. So
I mean, that's good that all the people still, they're on board.
Yeah. I mean,
what else are they going to do? They're just like, sure, we'll fucking...
They're going to be, no, I ain't doing it then.
You got to take all the bookings you can and hope for the best.
Yeah, I'm sure they got a lot to make up for next year, too, you know?
Yeah.
Because some of those people, as we've talked about before, that's all they do.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good Mask Fest has their site up and running. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Just guys, if you're saying you're still doing a convention, just come out and say you're not doing it. I know it sucks, and there's a lot of money involved, but the vendors are just like, okay, so what am I doing?
Well, supposedly the fucking the Haunters Con, or what's the one that we did in Mesquite last year? They're still going on in a couple of weeks.
That's pretty easy to keep your 6 feet distance there.
Yeah, I would think so.
There wasn't, and with this going on, you're going to get a fraction of the amount that were there last year, so I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, that's going to be rough on any vendors that thinking they're going to go and, like, hey, make some money finally.
Finally at a show.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, it, like, this year just has to be, I think, a wash.
Yeah, it's going down the shitter. I don't even really have confidence in the winter months at this point.
Because the sunlight and the heat kills the coronavirus, you see.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, and I imagine that's there'll be some... said. Other flu strain that comes around October. So
everyone will die from because no one built up their immunities.
Right, everybody's just been at home and shit. Yeah,
so that's what's going to happen. Everyone's going to die from the common cold. And maybe coronavirus wasn't so bad. That's how we're going to get over this coronavirus thing. I mean,
just get ready because they're going to cancel school too. They're going to keep on postponing the opening of school to where they're not even going to fucking have it.
These kids are so lucky.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. I'd love not to go to school.
Yeah, they get to sit around and just play Virtual Fighter all day.
What? Who the fuck's playing Virtual Fighter? I'll tell you, that didn't make any sense.
I saw an ad for it in the back of a comic. No, it was a Virtual Fighter. Book. What was it?
Tekken.
But I think it was like part of the Virtual Fighter thing. What the fuck was that called? This is important to me, so I have to look it up. Okay. Oh no, I wasn't even looking for this one, but this one was called Soul Blade.
Ah, yes. Good old Soul Blade.
Never played that one.
What is this, a book of old shitty video games you're flipping through?
Fucking Marvel Comics, man. So, you remember... Oh, okay, here it is. Fighters Mega Mix.
Yeah, I've never heard of that shit, but that looks like a fuckable squirrel up there.
It was for Sega Saturn, I guess, or something. Yeah, Saturn. No, I was reading some Heroes Reborn. These fucking suck.
Well, at least that drawing looked proportional.
No. Look at the way his little eyebrows stick out from this thing, from his cowl.
I didn't see Liefeld on the cover there, so.
Yeah. I think he was still, like.
It's better than it could have been.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. That's no shows, nothing.
Well, and I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I don't even miss like new movies coming out.
Like going to the movies and stuff?
Yeah, or just like having new big budget movies to watch.
Yeah. Did they start putting comics back out? Like new comics or no?
That's a good question. I know DC, they said, fuck you, Diamond, and then started going with a different company that's been putting shit out, but I don't know if Marvel did. I should hit up the old comic shop. I might owe them some money.
Go through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me get a number 10 and...
Oh, no, it's a number 85.
Ah, that's your box number.
It is.
I'll remember that when I go through Houston next time.
Okay.
Yeah, box 85.
Next time. So what'd you watch?
All I watched was a... I guess they're called found footage movies, but nobody found the footage. You know, it's just one of those movies where they're just filming shit the whole time. It's called The Devil's Doorway. And it is a Irish movie. Yes, it'd be Gora. Oh, there might be a devil around that corner. I don't know if that sounded Irish or not.
That was a fantastic Warwick Davis impersonation.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, yeah, he's Irish. Yeah, it's like this fucking... these two priests, they go to this monastery for...
Fuck children.
Yeah. It's not a monastery. It's like an asylum. And all... Because, like, one of the statues started crying blood. So, I mean, they go and they investigate, and it's like there's this girl that's being held captive down in the basement, and she's possessed. And the nun's like, no, we can't let her go. And then it's just some bullshit. They find some catacombs, and yeah, it turns out the nun's like a Satan worshiper, just wanted to kill the priest. The end. Sucked. Fucking sucked. The Irish
sounded pretty good.
Movie for shit.
Well, I'll watch it.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I'll give them that. But
ooh?
Darby O'Gill and the Little People. Pete's Dragon? Never seen any of these? Okay. Darby O'Gill! Alright. I only have 14 on my list. I'm trying to think of a 15th.
Mexican Lady Death Strike. Mm. That was weird.
I have no women on my list.
I would have if I counted Black Cat as a villain. That's kind of... Joe, let's just get into it. Switch it up a little bit. You All like right. this, do you, fucker?
Okay, I'm just going to make up... number 15. But let's give, you know, I know we got a lot of new listeners now. Here's what we do. Tom and I come up with a list. That's part of our format. You know, we give our top tens, but it's not our top tens because we also have honorable mentions. We have 5 honorable mentions. And this was Tom's list because he's really into comic books, as he wanted to talk about the top 10 Marvel villains. And I thought, this will be easy. But then as I'm trying to put this list together, I'm fucking, wait a minute, these got to be like villains that I like. And it turns out Marvel doesn't really have a lot. This was a lot harder than I thought it would be.
What about Red Ghost? Shouldn't that be an honorable mention?
No, but I do have Arcade now as an honorable mention. Arcade. Oh, that dude sucks. Also, as an honorable mention, I have The Punisher, because he was a villain. Usually when he gets stars, he's a villain, right?
I guess, but it's more anti-hero.
I don't know, but maybe you're right. Then I have The Impossible Man, who also is not a villain. He's just kind of mischievous, you know, fucking shit up for the Fantastic Four or whatever. With his big old green head. Then I have the Dire Wraiths. This was an alien race that was the main villains in ROM, Space Knight comic. And then I have Tombstone, Spider-Man villain with, you know, sharp teeth and...
Oh, I know.
Pale skin and a buzz cut. He's like if... J. Jonah Jerklin started working out and shaved the Hitler mustache. This would be him.
I forgot which one it was. I want to say Spectacular Spider-Man, but even though he's all pale-faced and all that, they clearly made him a black dude.
The cartoon?
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm surprised you didn't have Analysts. I'm guessing he's going to be on your top 10.
I thought about him.
Me too. But, it just didn't make it.
But then it was like, what stories have I read with him that I liked?
If it wasn't for that stick, he wouldn't be shit.
That was like maybe one what if story that he was in that I liked.
But he looks cool, though.
Oh, yeah. Super cool. Purple and green? Or is he pink? I don't know.
Oh, it's purple.
Okay. We'll say it's more of a fuchsia.
I got, if I could have put them as a team, they would have made the list.
The UFOs.
No. No. Leader and the Abomination. I like them together as a team. Apart, they're... But you got the smart guy and you got the heavy. I like that unit.
Have they ever been... Have there been a story where they worked together?
Mm-hmm. The Incredible Hulk, the animated series.
All right. Now, if you like the elongated head... Leader or the fucking big old, like...
I mean, you gotta go with the bulbous brain thing. You have to. Because that's why he's smart, because he has the big brain.
Yeah, but he's got a long head.
Oh, I know, I understand.
Alright.
But that's not the look I personally prefer.
Okay.
And then I have Onslaught. Which is the merger of Professor X Magneto with Franklin Richards trapped inside of him.
Yeah, but he got Tony Stark to make Iron Man armor for him too, right?
Did he? It's been a minute.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But he's all armored up, it looks like, but it's kind of like a variation of Magneto's. Magneto,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say that storyline... It sucked, but I did like the Age of Apocalypse.
Well, this is the anniversary of Age of Apocalypse, you know.
Yeah.
But they got all those Marvel Legends figures coming out. They're what?
That's what I should have put. You know what? Arcade's not on my honorable mention list. The Sugar Man is.
That's that Build-A-Figure. You got to get it. Mm. Oh, like that's a that Todd much. McFarlane creation, too.
He's just an honorable mention. I don't need that shit.
You think you do?
Maybe.
Especially because you're like the third person who actually knows who it is.
Yeah, he worked with Dark Beast a lot.
Yeah.
He didn't make my list.
I got a Dark Beast figure sitting in the closet waiting to raise value if you need it.
Is it just painted a little different?
There's a different head, and he has those shiny blue pants with the lines on it. Then I have a Nate Gray, too, because I figure people would be looking for that one.
Maybe they will.
Good old X-Man.
X-Man.
Anyways, next I have the Sandman. We'll get to that. Yep. All right. Then I have Galactus, the Eater of Anals.
See, that was another one that I was like, I'll put him on my list. And there have been a bunch of Galactus stories I like, but he's not a bad guy. He's just hungry. You know?
Just doing what he's doing, eh?
Yeah, motherfucker got to eat.
I understand. And then my final one is Dr. Apox.
Dr. Apox.
Apoxapus.
Okay, we'll get to him too.
Okay.
Alright.
Number 10.
I have Batroc the Leaper. Captain America villain. This guy's like a scoundrel type guy. He's always got some bimbo beside him. Always wants to show off. But, he's got a sense of honor too. He'll help Captain America if he needs to. Batroc the Leaper.
Oh, can't remember the last time I heard somebody say scoundrel.
It's fallen out of fashion.
Oh, number 10, eh?
Yes.
Mine is that scoundrel, the Kingpin. You know, Wilskin Fisps.
Yes, I know. We'll get to him, too.
Okay. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
It's time for you to role play as Aquila and tell me how to spell scoundrel.
S-C-O-U-N-D-R-E-L.
Thank you. Number 9.
The Hobgoblin.
Which one? Old Neddy Boy?
Yep. Or old Jack Ned Lantern? Leeds. Old Ned Leeds is in Europe right now, probably getting his shit together to become the Hobgoblin.
He's just lonely. He need the friends.
I like the Jack-O-Lantern too, but I like Hobgoblin more. In fact, I like Hobgoblin more than Green Goblin. Yeah.
Thank you. Number 9?
Yes.
I have the Juggernaut, bitch.
Juggernauts.
You remember him?
Yep.
He got stabbed in the eye.
He did.
Fucking prick.
He's Professor X's mean half-brother.
He is. Mm-hmm. Fucking little runt.
Yep.
This was one of my favorite figures as a child. The original Toy Biz one. Somewhere there's a picture of my fat ass at medieval times standing by a knight holding these figures.
It's Juggernaut that I take everywhere with me.
It's Juggernaut and the Hulk.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
Somewhere.
They would fight. They were constantly fighting. You had an immovable force
going up against an immovable object. Oh, goddamn, that's trademarked.
Oh, yeah. Kane Marco.
Mm-hmm. No relation to Flint.
No, he became a member of the X-Men for a while.
Eventually, mm-hmm. He went back to his old ways.
Which is good. I guess, I don't know.
Number 8.
Apocalypse.
Mm.
I do dig that Walter and Louise Simonson storyline from X-Factor, where he first came out. I thought that shit was really, really good. Usually the shit that Walter Simonson draws, I tend to like that stuff anyway, but so I like this guy's character design and all that.
I got this Better Ray Bill sketch if you want to take a look at it. Maybe you're interested in purchasing it.
Is it pristine?
Little bent up, little... But you know, it's in a nice frame.
Yeah.
I got it on the back shelf, so you can't really get too close to look at it.
No. So you got to appreciate it from here. Just stand back a little.
Mm-hmm. There's a shelf on top of it, so it kind of casts a shadow, too.
Yeah.
So it looks nice.
With him, I don't know if they still do the four horsemen that were with him initially. But I don't know, man. I read Marvel so infrequently now. I don't know if this guy's still even a...
I don't know. If you ask me, you read Marvel every fucking week.
Well, yeah, I guess I do. But no new Marvel. But as we just mentioned, maybe there is no new Marvel right now. Marvel. Who knows? They're making movies and shit now. Number 8.
I have Magnus. The master of magnetism.
I got him too. We'll get to him.
Okay.
Okay. At my number 7, someone you've already mentioned, the Kingpin of Crime. Big old fat Wilson Fisk.
It's all muscle.
Eventually, in a couple of years, we'll get to his first appearance in Spider-Man's.
But he's in Daredevil. Wasn't his first appearance in Daredevil?
I think he started out as a Spider-Man villain. I think Frank Miller took over Daredevil, that he started using him a lot. Yeah, there's been some good stories with him. I dig him. He's fat. He cries a lot on the Daredevil show.
I think we all cried a lot when we watched the Daredevil show.
Yeah, it sucked.
What are we on? Seven? Yep. Mysterio!
Since this is a audible medium, I want you to know that Tom did the magic fingers before saying, Mysterio! Rey Mysterio, yeah.
Rest in peace, you murderer.
Yeah, Mysterio. We'll be talking about him more a little later, too.
Sure will.
Old dome head.
Fishball. Number six.
The Taskmaster.
Man, so you're pretty bummed that Black Widow got fucking on hold or rescheduled, huh?
Was that the villain for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not even a great villain. He's okay. He's like the guy that trains good villains. Yeah, no, he's got photogenic reflexes.
Pretty much Kenny Powers in the foot fist way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Taskmaster.
Six. Well, my number six isn't just any Skrull. It's the Super Skrull.
What a fucking terrible character. He's got the powers of the Fantastic Four.
And he can shapeshifts. He can do them both. All five.
Yep.
And he can grow titties just like Sue if he wanted to.
He can stretch his body, make one hand rock, make the other hand flame, and then make...
Fuck his own ass if he wanted.
Make his legs invisible.
Yeah. Can't wait to see the Marvel Legends figure.
Didn't they already do a Build-A-Figure with him?
Yeah. I sure did.
Uh-huh. How many of those you got?
Eight.
All
right. Just because I was building them as regular Skrulls, and I just have the one Super Skrull, you know.
You have some cows in there too.
Yes.
Right. Number five, another one you've already mentioned, Dr. Octopus. Yeah, I like this villain. He's all right.
Me too.
He's got
one of my
mechanical arms. I think
he does.
Somewhere I still have the stupid fucking Secret Wars figure from Dr. Octopus.
With the little hologram or lenticular piece?
Yeah, he's got a shield. They all came with shields.
I always remember the Toy Biz figure, the original Marvel Superheroes one. We had this little plug on the back, and you'd hurt your fingers trying to pull it, and the tentacles would go. It was the world's easiest, most simple animatronic.
Good character.
Yes. Iconic.
Mm-hmm. You're number five, Tom.
Okay. It is Jack-O-Lantern, but specifically the one from the Agent Venom run. Which you haven't read.
Who was that? Was that somebody else being Jack?
Don't know. It was some kid who got kidnapped by the crime master and raised to be an assassin. And then he was told to go kill his parents. So he scooped their brains and eyes out and stuck a candle in their fucking heads. And that's his calling card. So he's pretty much like a mercenary murderer guy. It gets dark, but Agent Venom's good shit.
Agent Venom. Okay. I'll write that down. Now I want. Yeah. Number four.
Yes.
Baron Karza, the villain of the Micronauts comic. That was some good shit. Those are really, really good comics. Well written, well drawn, and he was a great, great villain. But I don't think they're a Marvel property anymore. But anything other than the Marvel comics have been kind of shitty. Which, that's odd. Go figure. What property did Marvel recently get that they're going to start doing comics for? So I guess they are doing new comics, but they acquired something that I guess was a big deal for them. I don't know. Was it
Alien and Predator?
Was it? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, it's like, what's fuck Marvel going to do with them?
Not much.
Garbage.
Put them in the Knights line.
Yeah.
Five?
Four.
My number four is the mental organism designed only for kissing.
Modam.
Yes. Old toilet baby. What can I say? I'm a fan.
What are some good MODOK stories? I don't know any.
Superhero Squad. You ever see that television show?
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Where they got little bodies and big fists?
It's great. Then you got the Iron Man animated series from the 90s. He has a whole episode where he talks about his backstory. And then he has a mini series where he falls in love with Angela from Spawn. Because after that lawsuit, Angela's a Marvel character now.
What? For real?
Yeah, the gay man, that's who created Angela, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He said, no, I created the Angela, Mr. McFarlane, so I take you to court, and I fucking win. And just to fucking spite of you, I'm going to sell Angela to Marvel, you fuck.
Huh, I thought he had given up the rights to Angela so he could get the Marvel Man, Miracle Man thing back. Huh. It's crazy. Crazy world. But yeah, Angela was always a shitty character. That's one of the ones he probably would have said, you know what, Todd, you can have her.
But he didn't.
I guess not.
Sold it to Marvel, and now she's Thor's sister and part of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, fuck.
And falling in love with MODOK.
Alright, does she still kill Spawns, though?
Nope.
Okay.
But Sony's thinking of bringing Spawn into their Spider-Man universe, so says the internet.
Yeah, fuck the internet. Number three, I have the Sandman. Yeah, we've talked about Sandman, and I don't know. I think he's a decent villain. He's, you know, unique shit, but yeah, reading these old comics, like when you just fucking suck him up in a vacuum.
Or just suck him up.
Yeah. Or he, like, makes a trap to where he runs out of fucking breath. I don't know. Sandman.
Number three, I have Kurt Cobain, the Lizard.
The Lizard. He wears the lab coat.
Yeah, I like lab coats.
He keeps it professional even when he's in lizard mode.
He does. It's nice to know you're dealing with a professional.
Number two, another one you've mentioned. Magnus. Eric.
Mad Magnus.
Eric Larson himself. Something. But yeah, old Magneto. Yeah. Hero, villain. He thinks he's the hero. He's the hero of his story. You know? Father. you know, to Pietro and Wanda.
Pietro!
Yeah. Had his own island that got bombed.
Genosha.
Yeah. Part of Onslaught.
Mostly the Dick region.
Yeah. I think he fucked Storm.
He's an extreme racist. That's how Stan Lee wrote him, damn.
Concentration camp survivor. He sunk a Russian nuclear sub or some shit. Yeah. He's done a lot of stuff, old Magneto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Started up the Brotherhood.
Yes, he did. He did. Magneto was right.
You know who I should have put on this list? The Friends of Humanity. Who's to say they're not number one, though?
Yep. There's another one in those Captain Americas I recently read. I think they were the Watchdogs or something. They were the same thing, you know. It was like a like fucking white supremacist group in disguise.
Fucking muties.
Yeah.
What are we on? Two?
Two.
Omega Red.
Omega
Red. Russian Wolverine himself.
I remember what this guy looks like, but I don't remember any of those stories with him in them.
Not a Jim Lee fan?
He was in the snow or something.
Yes, he was a very cold man.
Yeah.
Number one.
Doctor Doom. I'd say this is probably the best comic book villain. Not just Marvel. I'd say he's like, they fucking nailed it with him. He's like another one of these characters like Magneto that thinks like, yeah, he's not doing anything wrong. He's just everybody else is wrong. And he's just, you know, he's got the way to go. This is, he can fix shit. You know, but his face is all scarred up. I get that. Did you know that he was a Reed Richards roomie in college?
I did. Were
fucking roommates. That's stupid as shit. But yeah, there's been a lot of good Doctor Doom stories. Yeah, they fucked him up in the movie. God damn, that was shit.
What, Van Forstick?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I like the character.
Good.
Number one, Tom.
Fancy Dan.
He's all right.
Yeah, it's Venom.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes without saying.
Right. No, I thought we were going to go down the list. I thought your list was going to be Anna Venom, Carnage, fucking, you know, all the other knockoffs of Venom.
I'm not a
big fan. So which Venom, though?
Well, you know, Eddie Brock, you have to go with the original incarnation. I'm not a big fan of the Matt Gargan Venom. And then that WAP gangster guy who got him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Flash Thompson was a hero when he was Agent Venom. So, you got to go with classic Eddie Brock, no tongue Venom.
Yeah. I think it was Eric Larson was on the book at the time that I thought that was a pretty cool story at that time. Where I don't know, and of course, Spider-Man 300 is fucking good. Yeah, but some of the miniseries and stuff that I've read with him.
The Hunger.
Don't really like him. Yeah.
You should pick up the first trade of Agent Venom. Give it a shot. Maybe you'll learn something about alcoholism.
Maybe. Yeah, Flash Thompson was an alcoholic, right? He was married to that one Asian broad.
Loaming.
Fucked up that marriage. And then wasn't he a cripple for a little bit?
A lot of bit until he found the venom.
The venom helped him walk. Mm-hmm. Got his old legsies back. All right.
He did.
You know, he was captain of the football team at Midtown High.
Mm. How the mighty have fallen.
We know that because another thing we do on this show is we've started reading Spider-Man from issue one.
Hey, Joe, what are we doing next week?
Isn't next week our top 10 horror movies?
No, that's in a couple weeks.
Oh, fuck. I thought that was next week. Okay. Okay, no. So the next week, I guess, shit. I didn't even think about it because, you know, yeah.
Mm.
I guess next week will be our top 10 duos. They can be duos of anything. They can be superheroes. They can be like a fucking buddy cop shit, or they can be fucking singers, you know, just top 10 duos.
And that's two and no more and no less.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. So we are now on issue 24 of Amazing Spider-Man, marking the end of our second year.
You ever feel the need to go to a psychiatrist, Joe?
No. But then again, I think I would if, like, the newspapers were running a smear campaign against me. Maybe that would, like, you know, and if not only doing that smear campaign, but if some doctor came out of the blue and said, hey, this guy, this Spider-Man, he's going to be on the verge of a nervous breakdown pretty soon. That would make me start to maybe have a nervous breakdown. Wouldn't it do the same to you?
No.
No. Well,
I would say you're a doctor. You don't know shit, obviously. If you knew shit, you wouldn't be a fucking doctor. Get out of my face, you fuck.
Well, that's true, but
go stick Peter your Parker, finger up Joe's asshole.
Peter Parker starts to think that. He starts to think, well, maybe I am cracking up. And then all of a sudden, he's seeing, like, his villains pop out of the walls. You know, like, oh, here comes Doc Ock. Let me swing at him. What? He's not there. Oh, shit, there's a Sandman right below me. Let me swing at him. He's
below me.
I'm losing it. So he goes to see this psychiatrist. And oh, shit, the room's upside down. Oh, fuck. I'm losing it, Doc. I'm losing it. Hey, you know what, kid? I mean, Spider-Man's. In order to free yourself from all this guilt you have, you need to, you know, reveal your identity, and then you'll be cured. He's about to do that. But J. Jonah Jerklin busts in.
And?
As he finds out Flash and Thompson is right behind him, too. Agent Venom.
Agent Venom.
they kind of fuck things up. And it turns out this doctor, Tom, this doctor.
Dr. Focusson.
He's not any doctor. He's fucking Mysterio. Whatever Mysterio's real name is, I forget his name all the time.
Come on. What is it?
You tell me. He's your number three.
Quentin. What's the last name? That was a little something to help you.
Yeah, but his first name is Quentin.
And his last name is Devil's Haircut.
Marco.
Beck.
Yeah.
Quentin, yeah. Beck.
So yeah, it's him, and like, I don't know, what do they do, arrest him for, like, there's no charge on this, right?
They made love to him.
Okay. Hey, also
Flash and J. Jonah Jameson got naked and made love to Mysterio.
Also this issue,
sitting on his fishbowl.
Aunt May got a new hat.
She can buy fucking hats, but he needs to pay for the electrical bill, fucking bitch.
And they're out of money again.
Because she bought that stupid fucking hat back when COD was a thing. People had more trust back then.
Peter's using her money to give tips to the guy, too, the delivery dude. I don't know.
You only tip the delivery dude, as in UPS, FedEx, and Postal Service on Christmas. They don't get tips every day they come. You get it on Christmas, because it's a time for giving, you see.
Just the tip, though. Mm. Just the tip.
Sometimes. Sometimes you want them to feel it. You ever notice when you get your ass fucked, you feel like you're going to puke?
So what'd you watch, Tom?
Let me see. I watched Agent Toby Barks. I don't know if this is in the Agent Cody Banks universe or not.
Yeah.
But I don't see why it would be a parody movie, because I don't think that would be a wise business decision. Because this movie came out this year, you see. I don't remember when Cody Banks came out, but that was a minute ago. It stars Dean Cain as the dad. And Tommy Dreamer's in it as the guy who drives Toby Barks around, because as what wasn't stated before, Toby Barks is a dog voiced by John Lovitz.
So John Lovitz is still alive, huh?
Fortunately, I wouldn't have said that before I watched Agent Toby Barks.
So this is a 2020 movie.
It is.
This year keeps getting worse and worse, huh?
Yeah. This is no vampire dog.
I'll tell you that.
This movie could be described as charmless. Could also be described as a piece of shit. Not even for a goof. Don't watch Agent Toby Barks.
I don't think I will.
This is one dog I was upset that didn't get killed in a movie. Oh, you got anything?
No, I really didn't watch much this week.
Well, just I watched the low budget. Okay. Let me get through this fucking garbage, Joe. This is it. We already talked about Spider-Man and did the list.
That's right. We're doing it all out of order.
Fuck, I gotta slow down then.
Shaking things up.
I watched Frankenthug. Seemed like some white cracker. Oh, we're gonna make a black Frankenstein movie. And like, that was it. They didn't have any makeup effects to make him look like, you know, Frankenstein's monster. It was just a black dude. It seemed like they were having fun, and it was just friends getting together and having fun. And, you know, that's the only reason I'll give it a 2 out of 10. Other than that, it was pretty fucking awful, Joe.
They did it, dog. They made a movie.
I mean, you're saying that because you're a racist, but this was obviously made by white people, because there's 3 black people in it. It's a Jewish movie. There was the black dude who played the Frankenthug, his brother, who was pretty much white, and the mad scientist, Dr. Franken Johnson. The rest were like cracker bikers. It sucked. But it looked like they were having fun and enjoying what they were doing. So I'll give them that.
Where'd you come across this one?
Oh, I paid for this on Amazon. Amazon Prime rental.
That's good of you, man.
Yeah.
These guys will get their penny in like, I don't know, 8 months.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it. Don't spend it all in one place, you fucks. Right. But yet race war, it was taken off. That was actually made by an actual black person, at least.
Yeah.
Goddamn Southern Italians. Leprechaun 3, Leprechaun in Las Vegas. Have you seen it?
You know, I haven't seen that one.
It's good. It's probably my favorite Leprechaun movie. Unfortunately, it isn't top 10 or even honorable mention for best horror movie. But I did watch this a lot as a child because it was always on regular TV, highly edited. But it's good shit. Caroline's Williams ass explodes in it. That's kind of funny. So that'd be the one I'd suggest out of all of it. And then
I can rewatch all of them.
Not all of them. Fuck oranges.
Even Origins.
Well, Joe, it's the summer.
Summer of Sidaris! Oh. So we are past the halfway mark now on this
fuck
Andy Sidaris box set, guns and G-strings or some shit. This was what? Hard Hunted.
Yeah.
And this was a movie we should have seen before watching whatever other one it was.
They're all out of order. Like, we watched one, The Lethal Ladies. And like, I'm sure this is one of them, but only one of them was subtitled that. And all of them probably should have, so we knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
But Mill Creek.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Hashtag Mill Creek. Fuck you.
Oh, shit. It seemed like in this one, though, he was actually trying to make a movie.
Did it? It did.
It's like, hey, the girls are actually doing some spy shit in it, you know? And he had that gyrocopter that he liked a lot. It wasn't an RC.
Like no, it was.
But it's little fucking helicopter.
RC. Then for the close-ups, they made this shitty fake prop to make it seem like it was a fucking full-size thing.
No, Al Leong's only like 4 foot tall. So
that makes sense. You know? Goddamn Mongolian.
Yeah, you got, again, ugly-ass Donna Spear, who's like the lead in all these. I mean, I don't know if she's related to Andy Sidaris or what, but man, she is so unattractive. They used the same joke with the two assassins. They always have the two assassins in all these movies, and it's like, yeah, we're using code names. And
glad we're doing our favorite duos next week.
Shit, and there was another one that was like scene for scene, word for word.
K-Sexy's back. The other porno radio station.
KSXY. Yeah, it's
come on down and suck my titties live on the air.
My big fake titties. Yeah, he's definitely got a formula for these movies and one script.
So what was different about this movie? Oh, a plastic Buddha.
Right.
Which one was Hard Hunted? The one with the Buddha thing? Oh, yeah.
No, that's the one with Julie Strain dancing with machetes.
Looks like we both have dummies on our list.
We do.
Well, next week's everybody's favorite, or claims to be favorite, Hard Ticket to Hawaii, which is the only one I've seen, and it's not that great.
It's not. The reason people say it's their favorite is probably because it's the one.
It's the only one they've seen.
It's the one that everybody's seen because it was on Cinemax every fucking night, or every Saturday night. It was part of their Cinemax After Dark, and they played the shit out of this movie. And yeah, I don't remember it being very good.
I know it from a lot of YouTubers making videos about like, oh, this is the craziest bad movie. No, it's the same as all the other shit we've been watching.
Right. I think it stars Donna Spear
and Roberto Vasquez. Yep. Why wouldn't it?
Hey, but this time we had we got to see more of Andy Sidaris himself as he played one of the one of the jungle fucking
the slimiest ball.
Yeah, yeah, the jungle slime balls.
I'm so glad we're over the hump. This was like such a fun idea. Oh yeah, let's actually go through this
I was like, oh fuck, I gotta watch another Sidaris movie.
You do any thinking about what we're gonna do after? I'd say, hey, let's put up a poll on the Facebook page, but we might get one vote.
Maybe.
Is it even worth it?
I don't know.
I've still been waiting to give that Hunt fucking digital code away for 3 months. Almost at 111. Jesus Christ. Hey, at least you can go to boygob.com to get the podcast. At least that's a little neat thing for three people who give a fuck.
Yep. That's boygob.com for the podcast.
Yeah. Got to get people to listen, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you guys get hundreds of listeners. Oh, all right, great. Thanks. And then we look at our thing. We got 13 downloads on the last episode.
Yep. Those, I try not to look at those analytics.
I do.
Because they're pretty depressing.
Because we can at least see.
Well, I can't see that on the pages, so I have no idea how many people are not reading the reviews that I'm writing.
Oh, shit. You can't?
No. For pages, it doesn't have that.
Wait, you're writing reviews?
That's right. If you go to boygob.com, on the side, there's some reviews. There's two up now, but I'm going to add another tomorrow.
Nice. Or is this going to be a weekly thing, or?
I'll try to make it weekly. I wanted to do at least two a week.
So no?
Probably not.
Okay. Oh, anything else going on? We usually try and go an hour here, and we're a couple minutes short.
No.
All right, t-shirts.
If you want t-shirts, head to fastcustomshirts.com. But you know what, Tom? I also sell not masks, because there's another business that has that covered. I sell face covers. So
not as easy as you thought, even with this pandemic, is it?
Cover your face. They're doing okay.
Are they?
Is
selling three of one design doing okay?
Three of one design? No, I've done better than that.
Four of two designs?
Four of two designs. I didn't even get your reasoning there. But yeah, face covers, t-shirts, fastcustomshirts.com. And then after you're done with that, go get yourself some masks.
I don't know. I'm going to be booked up for a minute again. Hey, if you want something for Halloween, you better get it in sooner than later so you can show it off to all your friends and family on your webcam for this virtual Halloween we're going to do. But I started making Christmas ornaments today. So hopefully the mold came out. When I'm done with this, I'm going to go into the shop quick and see how the mold came out. Yeah, I haven't been because it's just without saying conventions aren't going down. So I've just completely stopped even worrying about all the masks I have on the top two shelves waiting for paint for conventions. No, there is only Zool. That's what I learned in life.
There is only Zool.
Yeah. So, everybody, hey, stay safe out there and be kind to one another.
Yeah. Love each other.
But not in that way.
No, but down with hate. Boy, yeah.
How do I?